Good morning, Arizona homeowners, and welcome to the 7 a.m. edition of Rosie on the House. Appreciate y'all getting up and joining us here this morning. We're still experimenting with what the format's going to be on this extra hour, and until management interferes, we're just going to do whatever it is we want to do.
I like it.
So we've got free reign here, 7 o'clock hour, to talk about anything and everything about our great state of Arizona. In the 8 o'clock hour, we always talk about lawn and garden. We'll do that as usual. I have Mr. John Eisenhower here from Integrity Tree talking trees today. 9 o'clock, we'll go open hour. And 10 o'clock, we're going to talk a little bit about something you don't want to hear about, something you don't even want to talk about. It's a topic that no one likes to discuss, but we're going to cover it at 10 o'clock.
We're going to make you understand it's all right.
Aging in place. All right. Listen, folks, we got a lot going on around the great state of Arizona, but one thing I want to bring y'all all up to date on right now. Hey, and if you want to join the 7 o'clock conversation, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. We have a press release here from the Register of Contractors, in particular as it relates to folks in the West Valley. The Surprise Police Department wants to put a notice out that there is a scam going on as it relates to home security systems. If you have a home security sign posted in your yard, these people actually knock on your door and will let you know your alarm company has been taken over by this other alarm company and you need to sign this new contract. Well, it's all a scam.
Don't answer the door.
Then you've actually got two contracts and you're having to make both payments. And so don't call your alarm company. If someone's knocking on your door and asking you to sign a new contract, call your alarm company just to get all full verification of that, because apparently it's pretty prominent right now. We've got a big calendar of events from the state parks. We had one of our state parks reopen. It's been closed for 10 years. Parts have been closed for 10 years. It's actually, that's a national park, Oregon Pipe National Park. So we're going to have someone from Oregon Pipe on next week and visit for a little while. It's one of the prettier parts of the states. I have to admit, it's one of those corners of the state I've been darn few times.
Well, now you can go.
Kind of between Sossabe and Yuma, right next to the Barry Goldwater bombing range. So I don't get down there very often.
Take your binoculars and be ready to watch the sky. You'll get to see a lot of cool jets flying.
Yeah, there's going to be... So we'll be talking about that next week. We've got the state park calendar that you were talking about. You've got a few things going on there.
Arizona State Parks has a great website and full of events. We have no excuse for saying there's nothing to do here in Arizona.
A lot going on right now.
Yeah. Do you want to run through them real quick?
Run through one or two of them.
All right. Boyce Thompson Arboretum.
Yeah.
Globe, right?
On the way to Globe.
Mm-hmm. They have
Little Town of Superior.
They have homeschool days in the middle of the week, April 8th. Learn all about geology and plants and animal habitats. They have Girl Scout badge workshops on Saturdays. They have the annual spring plant sale starts yesterday and goes all the way through the 29th. That's fantastic. Go down there and find all kinds of little things, and you know they're going to grow in your area because it's all desert friendly. And then this one is a class for Julia. Wine bottle wind chimes, how to make them, little craft.
There you go.
March 26th.
And that's all at Boyce Thompson.
That is.
All right. Fantastic.
We'll cover it over the hour.
We got something coming up here the end of March at the Ben Avery Fishing Game headquarters.
Oh, yeah?
We've got the Outdoor Expo. And, folks, if you haven't taken your family out there for this event, you've got to plan on it. I think it started about 10 years ago, maybe 12 years ago. And 900 people showed up at the first one. Last year, 48,000 people showed up. It's a two-day event, March 28th and 29th. Bring the kids. There's kayak rowing. There's kids fishing. There's archery shooting. There's lots of wildlife on display. This is a fabulous outdoor activity for your family. It's on just west of I-17 on Carefree Highway at the Ben Avery Shooting Facility. And it's... two-day event. Best thing about it, it's free.
Okay.
Parking is free.
Wow.
Admission is free.
That's a lot of people to host.
Yeah. So grab your kids and get on up to the Outdoor Expo, Arizona Game and Fish Department. I-17 just west of Carefree Highway. It's an excellent opportunity. And speaking of fishing game, there's a job posting I'd like your permission to apply for.
No.
Yeah. It's at the Tonto
you don't
Creek.
You have one more minute.
I know. I would quit everything else.
Oh, okay.
Tonto Creek Hatchery Host.
Oh, I saw that. The email request looking for somebody to come live at the hatchery.
You just go live at the hatchery?
I thought the same thing. I thought, how long of a resignation do you need at Rosie to turn in at Rosie on the House?
Count fish all day.
Can I take summer off?
Visit with the people that are coming up to visit it. You remember the first time we were up at that hatchery?
The one that burned down?
Yeah, we went and visited Zangray's original cabin and stuff like that. So anyway, if that interests you, you live at the hatchery. And here's the description, the job description. Hatchery host is a volunteer who lives on site and interacts with visitors.
You're going to quit everything and go be a volunteer?
At the fish hatchery.
I think the job is still open.
It's a nice setting.
Okay.
It's a beautiful setting.
Have fun.
Assists with tours and helps with light facility upkeep. Mm-hmm. I'd be good at that,
mm-hmm.
especially the light part. So we've got that. Hey, I want to give a big attaboy to Habitat for Humanity. Have you seen all the press they've been getting? I had lunch the other day with the director, and Roger's going to kill me. His last name is a mouthful, Swizzerjan. Roger Swizzerjan, I think is how you pronounce it. Okay. Yeah.
No.
You don't think that's how you pronounce it?
I can't say it right either.
You can't
but I know it when I hear it.
But
Roger
Swizzerjan?
You have to be like
his last name
three
is
different
his
mixes of European to be able to pronounce it.
His heart is as big as his last name. I mean, the guy's just a champ of a guy. He's an angel of a guy. But they've teamed up with Grand Canyon University. And they're actually, with Grand Canyon sponsorship, revitalizing the housing neighborhoods around the university. And I'm talking to the point of restoring 700 homes.
Wow.
This is a major multi-million dollar commitment by Grand Canyon University and Habitat for Humanity. So good for them. I mean, they've gotten so many things done. They're now officially the largest, I think, Habitat for Humanity chapter in the world.
Wow.
And we're gonna get Todd on and get an update. Let's get Todd hooked up for an appointment to come in and visit with us about everything they've got going on at Arizona Habitat for Humanity, that Central Arizona chapter. And then Tucson's busy. I was talking the other day to Terry Day down there, and they're busy. And we're going to try and make it up to the tuxedo event at the Prescott chapter as well. So speaking of our calendar, have you seen our calendar?
I try not to
look
at it.
Holy cow.
Day to time.
I'll be in Prescott most of next week. I'm looking forward to that. Always enjoy Prescott. We get home, and then we take off for Germany. I'm still looking for ideas from our listeners about how I'm not going to go insane on this airplane ride.
You've got so many ideas. You could fly to Germany and back 5 times, and you'd be just fine.
Oh, man.
Just think about it this way. If you would just take your Rosie on the House podcast, you could listen to 2 entire broadcasts, all 4 hours, 2 Saturdays. You know, just listen to 2 Saturdays, and you'd be there. You'd only have an hour left to go. So you just take your Rosie on the House with you.
Man, I'm still waking up in the middle of the night anxious about that airplane ride. So all I'm concentrating on is just getting there and seeing my daughter and my grandsons.
And that's all worthwhile.
It's mind over matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, it don't matter. So I'm just going to convince myself I don't mind. Whew, boy.
A couple shopkeeping bullet points for you while you were talking about events in Arizona.
Yeah, got some more?
Next weekend, you're a big history buff, Rosie. Have you ever been to the reenactment of the Civil War battle on Picacho Peak?
I've never attended that. I've seen it. I've driven by while they're actually enacting it, but I've never stopped and watched it.
The Battle of Picacho Pass, just south of Casa Grande, north of Tucson. $10 per vehicle, plus 3 for each additional person. And you can go to just arizonastateparks.com and get the details there. So can you give us the death count of that
bloody
battle?
I can't.
3 dead, 3 wounded, 3 captured.
Okay.
There must have been like 6 guys on each side or something.
Speaking of Picacho, aren't we going to run a Rosie on the House official, like, wildflower contest?
I think that'd be great.
And Picacho is one of those areas that are absolutely going to explode with flowers.
Yeah, just put your favorite little pictures in a file and we'll come up with a contest.
We don't know what the rules are, and we don't know what the prize is.
Well, the pictures have to be from this year, and they have to be from Arizona.
There's one rule. Have to be in Arizona. Have to be from this year. And one of the reasons, I don't think people remember really why we're going to have such an explosion of wildflowers this year. Do you realize that last fall, Arizona was the dying place for two hurricanes? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They blew in through the Gulf and died here. There were actually places in Arizona that got 5 inches of rain in less than 24 hours. The Tohono O'odham Reservation flooded out. Houses in the town of Maricopa, absolutely inundated with water all along the between there and Casa Grande. So that's the area that's probably going to just be absolutely exploded. In a good year, in a normal year, it's actually pretty good down there. And I was driving down there just 2 weeks ago around the south and the west side of Picacho and saw all the lupine was already ready to go and the globe mallow was ready to explode. So it really ought to be an absolutely incredible wildflower year. We're going to launch the official Rosie on the House wildflower photo contest today. Go ahead, get your cameras. Check in with Arizona Highways magazines. They've actually got a list of about 8 or 9 places in their magazine that are actually great potential places that are going to explode with wildflowers. And maybe we'll make you famous with your photos. So that and a whole lot more. We've got open lines at 1-888-767-4348. We're going to talk a little bit more about things that are going on around the state park. And whatever you'd like to talk about, give us a ring and join the conversation. We'll be right back.